Hi, I'm Dr. Neryl East, and today we're at the pointy end of talking about how to get you great coverage in the media. Did you know that if you aren't getting positive media coverage for yourself and your business, you're actually missing out on fantastic opportunities to position yourself as an expert and leader? So I'm talking here about getting stories about your business in traditional media, so newspapers and magazines, on television and radio. These complement your social media and your other forms of marketing, but they're a really specific and special way for you to get promotion. You can reach a large number of people at one time, gives you great positioning as an expert and authority, great authenticity in amplifying your message because your story is covered by a journalist, an outside party who's covering your story. So that's much more credible for your audience than simply reading something that you've posted on Facebook. And even better, you can actually do all that and it doesn't cost you anything. So the great news is it's completely realistic and feasible for you to feature in the media, provided, of course, you know how to go about it. And that's exactly what I can help you with. So the media is always on the lookout for good stories, provided they're newsworthy. And that's the key. You've got to know how to identify information in your business that's newsworthy, that's going to be attractive to the media. So if you want to know what makes something newsworthy, jump onto mediasuccess.com.au and download my ebook. That'll give you lots of great tips. Or catch up with some of my other tips and other courses on how you can become a media magnet. But today is all about how to actually approach the media. So let's say that you've identified a great story, something that you're pretty confident the media will be interested in. How do you actually go about promoting that story and making the media aware of it so they actually cover it for you? Now, this can be a little bit daunting because I'd say a lot of people are actually a bit scared of journalists. I mean, every time there are surveys on the professions that people trust the most, journalists are, well, they're right down the bottom most of the time, right down with politicians and used car salespeople. And I apologize if any people from those professions are listening. I say that with love because I'm a former journalist myself. I spent a long time in television and radio and also worked in newspapers, so I know something about that. So people might be a little bit scared of journalists, but if you know how to approach them the right way in the language that they can understand, you're going to have a much better chance of getting your story picked up. So these are the things that I can help you with. So think about the benefits. You can reach heaps of people in one go, great credibility, it magnifies your message and it's free, and you can then leverage that coverage through your other forms of marketing. So if you get a great story in the media, you can then feature that on your own social media pages and platforms so even more people get to see it and get to see you as a credible authority being interviewed by the media. Sounds good, doesn't it? So, here are some golden rules for approaching the media. And remember, it's very different from other forms of marketing. It's not simply a matter of just ringing up and booking something in. This is a different ballgame altogether. You've got to get the journalist interested and convince them that you actually have a story that's worth covering. They're not just going to cover marketing material and run that. If you want that, you're going to have to pay for an ad. To get a story covered, you need to actually have a story. So, rule number one, don't just give them your marketing material. Okay, they'll run a mile from that. You need to tailor your information specifically to what the journalist is looking for. So, marketing brochures, your usual kind of spiel you give to customers, this is not something that you want to give to the media. The media is a very specific type of audience and they're looking for very particular things. So, if you're not sure what they are, jump onto mediasuccess.com.au and read some of my other tips because that will help you understand what journalists look for and what kinds of things you might have that they'll be interested in. And I just know that you've got at least one great story in your business that if you go about it the right way, you'll get terrific media coverage for that. But in terms of presenting your information to the media, you know, I'm a great believer in the power of a really well-written media release or press release. Now, some people think these have gone out of fashion, but I don't buy that. I've been doing this for a very long time, and I know that a well-written media release really works, provided it's written the right way and it actually gets to the right person. So what is a media release? Sometimes it's called a press release. Well, it's really a short spiel that sets out your story in a very punchy way, highlighting the key points of your story. And remember, it has to be newsworthy to start with, or you're really wasting your time. A media release, in effect, is your ideal version of the story. So if the story were to appear in the media, unedited, no changes made by the journalist, your media release is actually that story. So everything in it that you want to appear. But here's the thing. It needs to be written in journalistic style, not in the normal style of marketing material or any other form of material. So journalistic style. I want you to think about some of the stories that you've seen in newspapers and magazines and in other forms of media. And I wonder what some of the features are that you can remember about those stories. Now, one of the things is news stories always lead with the punchline. They always lead with something really juicy, really catchy. They don't save the best part of the story to last. They actually put it right up front because they know that most of the people reading those stories in the newspaper are never going to get to the end of those stories. They're just skimming and scanning. They're just going to read the first few lines. So those first few lines have to be the most eye-catching part of the story. So your media release needs to reflect that kind of style. So you need to put something up front that's really attention-grabbing. So number one is start with a great headline. So here's where you might need to do a little bit of homework. Have a look in magazines, have a look in newspapers, watch television and look at the way the stories are put together. And they will always have a catchy, attention-grabbing headline. So I wonder if you can come up with something about your information that's going to be written in that style. Because in this case, your audience is going to be the person at the media outlet who makes the decisions on whether stories get covered or not. So it might be the editor, it might be the chief of staff, it might be the journalist on duty, depending on the size of the media outlet and the type of media outlet, whether it's radio, television, or print. But one way or another, somebody is going to be looking at all the information and all the stories coming into that organisation by email and by other means and making an assessment of whether that is worth following up and potentially turning into a story. So how are you going to get past that gatekeeper? And the number one way is to start with a great headline so they can already see that this information is potentially newsworthy. They're already starting to see how it is going to appear in their publication or on their program. So starting with a headline, and then you actually need to write your media release so that it leads with the best angle of your story. So again, leading with the punchline. So it's not like telling a joke where you build up and build up and you tell the punchline at the end, or an academic document or report where you build up and then you reach your conclusion at the end. A media release, you need to turn that completely on its head and lead with your best stuff first. So the most interesting angle, the best hook that you can come up with for the media, put that right up front. And then you add in the rest of the information after that. So the shape of your document, your media release, needs to look like an upside down triangle, if you can imagine that. So the triangle turned upside down, so the pointy bit is at the bottom, and then the long flat part is at the top. So the widest part of the triangle, the part that gets the most attention, is your interesting angle, your interesting hook, your most newsworthy part. And then your information tapers down to the next most interesting and the next most interesting after that. And then you conclude with the minor details because the person reading it will probably never get to that part of the release. And you also need to make sure that you include some quotes. The media loves quotes because they can see that you've gone to the trouble of providing some extra information in your release. So put something in quotation marks. Now that might be from yourself, something that adds to the story and something that they could use in their story as a direct quotation from you or from somebody else. Now, if that sounds confusing, don't worry. I can give you so much more training and information on how to write a great media release, how to frame fantastic quotations that the media are going to love and they're going to find very hard to pass up as a story. And most importantly in a media release, you need to make sure you provide contact details. You need to tell the media how they can get in touch with you. Don't think that the person's going to be sitting on their computer just waiting for your story to drop. They'll be getting bombarded with all sorts of story ideas. They're incredibly busy people, so they may not necessarily take note of who the information's come from when they receive it. So you need to include your name and your contact details on the release, and then make sure you're ready for when they follow up. And if you've written it properly and you have a great story and you've targeted it to the right media, you've got a pretty good chance of that they will follow you up. So don't just give them marketing material. Frame it as a proper media release. Nothing too long, nothing more than a page. Short, sharp, punchy, leading with your best angle first. Great headline, put some quotes in and finish with your contact details. Then it's a matter of targeting it to the right person. So if you've done your homework, you'll already know which media outlet you want to target with your story. Find out beforehand who the person is that's best for you to present that media release to. And I would suggest you email them that release and then you phone them up and alert them to the fact that you've sent that through. And again, start with your best angle. They get lots and lots of approaches for stories. But if you've done your homework, if you followed the tips in my ebook and in my other publications, you'll already know what a great story looks like. You can speak to them in that language and they'll know you understand their game. And that's going to really help you get coverage for your story. Now, another great way to approach the media with a story is having fantastic visuals. I call this visual delights. Today, great pictures are everything to the media. I've got a huge number of examples of stories that were not really earth-shattering, but I got them over the line and got great coverage because I was able to offer the journalist a fantastic visual opportunity, an idea for something that they could take a photo of or shoot pictures of that could go with the story. So if you're wanting to get coverage in a newspaper and you've got a story idea, think of a great picture idea to go with that. Now, don't think boring. Don't think somebody sitting in an office. That's not interesting at all. Think of something bold and colourful, maybe even a bit cheeky if it goes with your story, something that's going to start a discussion. Getting children involved is always a great idea. I remember for one client, we were doing a story about a park opening and unveiling a plaque, which to the media is not that interesting, but we got some local school kids involved. They were dressed up in different costumes and it made a wonderful picture about that park opening because of the kids. Added interest. We did another one that was a launch of a cookbook in a particular organisation. Now, again, not very interesting, but we got some well-known people dressed up in chef's hats to help launch the cookbook. So just the very fact that we had people doing something a little bit different made for a great photo, and that got the story over the line. So this is where you can really let your imagination go to town. Think a little bit outside the square and think about what's a great picture idea to go with your story. I did another one where I wanted to get a television station interested in the launch of a new waste program. Now again, that's kind of boring and not very visual. But we got a local footballer, a guy who was really well known in the area at the time, and we got a rugby league tackle bag full of household waste And then at the appropriate moment in the launch, we got the footballer to run in and tackle the bag of waste to the ground. Now, television station got great pictures of that, and that ran at the start of their news program. Here's the footballer running in and tackling the waste bag. Really eye-catching. A lot of people saw it. A lot of people talked about it, and it made the story much more interesting. We got far greater coverage for that than we would have if it had been a boring event without anything very visual. Another client had done some work on the Sydney Harbour Bridge that was related to the New Year's Eve fireworks, massive event covered all over the world. Now, their part of it was only quite small, but the very fact that they were involved in the fireworks gave the newspapers the excuse to run the story with a fantastic, beautiful picture of the New Year's Eve fireworks. So that company got great coverage just because it was attached to something highly visual. So think about what you can offer. Think right now about what you have to offer visually. Once you've got your story angle sorted out and your media release written, that's when you should approach the media. So do your homework, find out who to contact, then calmly explain your angle, and then you can even suggest to them your idea for visuals. Don't make it too prescriptive. Give them some tools to work with. So with the park opening, we had the kids there. We had a nice sunny day, but the photographer was the one who got to decide how to frame the photo. They don't like you telling them what to do, but they certainly appreciate you coming up with ideas because in a way, you're helping them do their job and that will work a treat because generally they're very busy people. They're time poor. If you can come up with ideas that are sensible, that are newsworthy, that are interesting, they're going to love you for it. And the other secret about approaching the media is you've got to be aware of their time frames. They work to incredibly tight deadlines. So you need to know their specific deadlines, and then that will help you determine when to approach them. So for example, if you're wanting to get coverage in a weekly newspaper, you need to find out what their lead times are for their stories. For example, a lot of suburban newspapers might come out on a Wednesday, but they actually are put together the Thursday and Friday of the week before. So you've got to have everything to them a week before. There's no point ringing them up on the Monday to get coverage in that Wednesday's paper. So you need to think back a week and make sure that you've got everything together and you contact them in plenty of time. A lot of magazines have even longer lead times, even months ahead. You need to get your material to them. And then at the other end of the scale, you've got radio that's got very, very short time frames. So a radio news bulletin is every hour or even every half hour, and they need rapid turnover of information. So you need to find out what those timelines are. There's not much point ringing a radio station to get on air 30 seconds before the news. You need to make sure that you respect their timelines. And television, similarly, depending on their resources, depending on the type of program, might only be able to shoot your story at certain times. So you need to know that as part of your homework. And don't give them the information too far ahead. Okay, the media likes to do things in very specific time frames. They don't necessarily care 3 months out that you're launching a book, but they might be interested a week ahead as long as there's a newsworthy, interesting piece of information that's going to enable them to turn that into a story. So, tailor your information into a news-like package with a media release, a media background, a media kit, and these are all things that I can help you with. Think about visuals. Have something already planned, but be flexible as well. And remember timing, timing, timing. So successfully getting media coverage is all about speaking the media's language. Make it easy for them to see the story you have to offer. Make sure it's a genuine story, not a free ad disguised as a story, or that is sure to backfire. So I'd love to work with you more to help you develop your media kit, to really hone your story, your angle, so that when you contact the media, they will jump up and down with joy at the great story you have to present to them. So jump onto mediasuccess.com.au and I look forward to further sharing your media journey with you.